Hello and welcome to Resource Yourself. I'm Katharina Seidler, and in this meditation, I'm going to help you to let go of a relationship or to find yourself and your power within a current relationship. First, let's set some intentions. My intention is to find my strength and my center. My intention is to be loving with myself and open to everything I may feel in the process. My intention is to be connected to the life force carrying me and supported by something that surpasses me. So I'm inviting you to follow my voice as if it were your own and to go with me deep into yourself. And into who you are at this moment and in this relationship. So I sit or lay down comfortably, and I'm aware of my body and how it feels. I can sense the support it's getting. And its weight going down. And I allow myself to take a deep breath in and out. I breathe in light and relaxation. And I breathe out all the stress. I inhale light and love. And I exhale every tension I can notice in my body. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale and be aware. Exhale and let go. With every breath, I connect deeper with this current moment that I'm experiencing. I can hear the sounds that surround me, close to me and far away. Even sounds of my own body. I can witness my own thoughts as they come and as I let them go. Nothing is important enough to hold on to it. I'm just aware. And I can sense how my body reacts to these thoughts and my breathing by letting go and relaxing. I can also notice the places in my body where I still can't let go. Where I feel certain emotions or just tension or pain. I can notice how my breathing goes down and out. And I allow it to go as deep as it can. So I allow myself to feel and to be aware of anything that's within me in this moment. I allow my subconscious to bring up all the emotions and thoughts that are occupying my mental, physical, and emotional space. And all I do is I inhale and I'm aware. And as I exhale, I put the intention to let it go. I don't have to fight anything that comes up. I don't have to make it disappear. I can just be with it. So I allow my subconscious to bring up all the sadness I may have, all the loss. And I tell the sadness, I'm ready to feel you. I give you my full attention now. And maybe I can sense the sadness in my body as a weight or a blockage. But maybe I just notice certain thoughts or images. I let them come and then I exhale them. I don't need to judge and I don't need to enter in a story about this feeling, why it's there or how it came or why it is like that. I can just be aware of all my sadness and loss and let it go. I can let it be there and let it go at the same moment. In fact, letting it be there within my awareness is a way of letting it go. I don't need to change anything. And I also allow my subconscious to bring up any anger I may feel. And I try to find where this anger is in my body. And I breathe to that place, give it all my attention, and allow it to leave as I exhale. I allow for it to leave as I allow for it to be there. And I can move on to all the need I feel. I can be aware of where I'm needy, where I want the other person to make me feel good and what I need from them. And I don't need to judge. I can just be aware of this part in me that's needy. And how it manifests in my body, or even in my mind. I give it all my attention. Maybe it's painful to see how I'm that needy, how I depend on the other person, how I don't feel complete, or how I feel powerless. I can just be aware of this powerlessness and pain. I inhale and I'm aware. And I exhale and let go. It's perfectly okay that I feel all these things and that I don't know where to put them or what they mean. Perfectly okay that I doubt myself. And as an act of self-love, I allow myself to be full of doubt, to not know what to best say or do, and I can just be with this feeling of not knowing. This is not the moment to know and act. It's the moment to be aware. I am ready to feel anything that I haven't felt and that I need to feel. And I'm ready to take my responsibility of my part of those feelings. And as I put this intention of taking my responsibility of these feelings, I can move into a calmer space where I have the courage to look at myself, my weaknesses and shortcomings, rather than pulling and demanding and analyzing and thinking about the other person. I can just look at my side of things. And as I decide this, I can feel the courage that comes to me. Any partner I have mirrors to me my own issues with intimacy, with commitment, or anything that blocks me from being loving. And in that sense, I can thank this other person for everything he or she is giving me, for this chance of seeing myself in my own patterns and my feelings. And even though I may not know what to do with them, I can have the courage to be aware of them. Yes, I'm sad. Yes, I don't feel worthy. Yes, I don't believe that someone will want to be with me when they really know me. Yes, I think that people always leave me. Yes, I think that I always have the same problems in relationships. All of these things, they're just patterns that I can choose to let go and that I can change. And the minute I take my responsibility. I can choose different patterns. But first, I want to let go of the things and the energies that don't belong to me, but to my partner. And maybe this is a way of letting my partner go and letting this relationship go. Or maybe it's just a way of finding my own strength and allowing for my partner to be in theirs. When we give back responsibilities, we give back the strength and the resources and the energy for actually handling whatever we give back. So as we're going to give back now, we may notice our own energy raising, and we will know that the other person's energy can also go up and stop being blocked by us. So I visualize my partner, and I can notice the emotions that come up, and I put the intention that I want to give back all the responsibility for emotions, thoughts, behaviors, challenges, and energies to my partner that are not mine. And I know I can't do anything wrong. So I look at my partner and I say, I'm giving you back your responsibility for your emotions. I may know which they are, or I may just do it in general. And I visualize this energy of these emotions flow out of my body and into my partner's. Doesn't matter if they take it on or how they react in my vision, in my image. I just give it back, and I give it back with all my love so that you can grow. I give you back your responsibility for your own lessons and for your own process of learning, for seeing and knowing what's right for you. With each of these things that I give back, I visualize this energy flowing out of my body into theirs. I give you back your responsibility for your doubts and for your low self-esteem and for not seeing and being blind to aspects of yourself. I know that your subconscious allows you to see things whenever you're ready. I give you back your responsibility for being an adult and for becoming and being a happy person. I give you back your responsibility for feeling loved. And I take back my responsibility from you for feeling loved. I visualize your responsibility flowing back into you and mine coming back to myself. I'm ready to take on the responsibility for loving myself. And as I notice myself relaxing, as these responsibilities get sorted, I let my subconscious bring up anything else I need to give back, be it a thought or an attitude, a judgment, a feeling, a challenge. I give you back everything that's yours, and I make you the gift of wanting to trust and knowing that you are whole and capable by yourself. And I make myself the gift of knowing that I am whole and capable by myself. And I know that connecting with this wholeness is what I need, because it will show me real love within myself, real peace within myself. And this knowledge that I'm whole and complete is like a bridge to my source, the source of my existence, God, my higher self, however I call this. And I set my intention to be in full, complete awareness of my source. And my completeness. My inner love and peace. And I breathe out anything that may keep me from this awareness and this experience. Any physical sensation that may come up, I give it my attention and I exhale it. We're always in source, only that we're not aware of it when we're experiencing our automatic patterns. So just for now, we can let go of these patterns and allow our divine nature to express within ourselves. And maybe we don't experience this consciously, but we can ask and set intentions. What is my lesson to learn? Like choosing the channel of a radio, the lesson to learn, and now I just wait for my subconscious to bring up whatever I need to be aware of. And yes, I need to be aware of the fact that I am loved. Always. And my subconscious brings up whatever other lesson I need to learn. And I can also ask my subconscious or source, how can I love myself in this moment? What is it that I need to feel loved? What is it that, independently of the other person, makes me feel loved? How can I make it happen? And maybe it's something, and maybe it's something as simple as allowing myself to rest and sleep. Allowing myself to go slower. Maybe that decision to allow that is a huge gift I can make to myself. Something that I would do for a person that I love. So why not for myself? Maybe the way of loving myself is allowing for me to not know, to not decide, and to give myself time until I do know, and I'm sure. And I can ask my subconscious, what can I let go of to connect with my strength and the positive side of this situation? And maybe there are ideas that I need this partner and that it's so special and that maybe it would work out if things changed, or that they need a change even. All of these thoughts are mental ideas. Most of all, I can let go of this magic idea of specialness. If this person is meant for me, then being with this person can be easy and light if we both take our responsibilities. So all I need to do is be easy and light and loving with myself. And then see if this other person enhances these feelings or lessens them. I can choose to love myself by choosing situations that make me feel beautiful, strong, happy. And the best way to do that is not choosing situations that don't. What other way is there to let go of something so that I can connect with myself and my strength? I can also allow for my subconscious to continue this process. Not everything needs to be in my awareness. I can let go even while I sleep. I can let go while I work. I can let go while I choose something that makes me happy. So I'm asking my higher power, please handle this for me, because I cannot see and understand all the levels and aspects of it. I'm willing to let this go and surrender this to my higher power. I'm asking that my higher power may help me to let go and to experience peace. That it gives me the trust that whoever is perfect for me and good for me and makes me grow is in my life and will be in my life. And that there's a chance that I can experience a calmer, more positive, and more rewarding relationship because I love myself. And I choose the positive. So if there's anything that I need to remember from this process, I can let it be aware. I can let it come up in the form of an image or a symbol or something that reminds me. And I'm getting ready to come back to this moment by just taking a few breaths. Feeling the relaxation in my body. That just comes from being aware and letting go. And surrendering my situation, my relationship, my love life. My wishes to something bigger than me. And as I open my eyes, I can be aware of this current moment, move my feet and hands and any other part of my body that I feel like moving. And I know that I can trust that whatever is meant to happen for me will happen, and that whatever challenge I face, it's right for me at this moment, and that I can take it and take a step to the next level. So I invite you to discover how you can do this in your daily life. And I thank you for your attention and for your trust and for sharing this journey with me. Bye for now.